10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Tell
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My neti bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed. From misdemeanors, dreamer, hell back, sacks, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a boat squat. Ram for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broken gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Rossi.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Today, the Rough Riders finish out their 12-game road trip and conclude this six-game series here in Midland. It's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. Hi, everybody, and happy Sunday. Hopefully, everyone is enjoying their morning and early afternoon so far, as today the Rough Riders play their 108th game on the season, and they are 23-15 in the second half and 67-40 overall in the regular season. The Rockhounds 23-15 as well in the second half, and 63-45 overall. These two teams tied for first place, so today we'll determine who has first place when we leave Midland today. The Rough Riders have to feel pretty good about turning to this man on the hill, Emiliano Teodo, who's been the best pitcher in the Texas League so far this year. The 6'1", 165-pound, 23-year-old has a 1.81 ERA this season across 16 starts. Among those who have thrown at least 70 innings in the Texas League, he is first in strikeout rate, first in ERA, first in FIP, and first in swinging strike rate. He has been dominant all season long for the Rough Riders, and opponents are hitting just 181 against him, which is second in the Texas League. So the Rough Riders have to feel pretty good about going to Emiliano Teodo. And on the other side, it's James Gonzalez, who makes his fourth start this season against the Rough Riders, a very familiar opponent. Against Frisco, he's 2-1 with a 3.45 earned run average. Overall, his numbers this season with the Rockhounds, he is 5-4 with a 3.58 ERA in 15 games, 11 games started, and he has been really good over his last little stretch in his last eight games, with four of them being starts, a 2.77 earned run average for the left-hander. So the Rough Riders will try and get some offense going following their 3-1 win last night. The Riders have scored seven runs in the last two games, but they've both been wins because Frisco's allowed just one unearned run on the pitching side over the last two games, with Kamar Rocker going four shutout innings 2 days ago and Winston Santos five shutout innings in his start yesterday. The Riders have had phenomenal pitching all series long and all road trip long. In the last 11 games, a 2.34 team ERA, just phenomenal stuff. And the starters, a 1.66 ERA during this road trip. They have been nearly untouchable. So today it's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds here in the series finale. This is a chance for the Riders to split the series here today with the Rockhounds. And yesterday we got to catch up with Rough Riders strength and conditioning coach Brett Platts, one of our favorite human beings, and we talked to him a little bit about some fun stuff today, including his ability to build relationships with guys, and in addition to that, what his favorite meal would be if he could have one meal for the rest of his life. So really fun stuff, as always, talking with Brett Platts, Rough Riders strength and conditioning coach. We'll get you part two of that interview as we continue here on our pregame coverage. It's the series finale and matinee game between the Riders and the Rockhounds coming up at 1 o'clock. Brett Platts joins us next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Midland. We're joined by Brett Platts, the Rough Riders strength and conditioning coach. And Brett, first of all, I feel like the role of a strength and conditioning coach is kind of a love-hate relationship from the player's perspective. How do you balance that?
I mean, you got to keep it light and you got to keep it fun for them. That's the reality of it. I like to think that I show up to work with probably way too many coffees and a lot of energy, but I like to provide that for them, and hopefully it makes them coming out to the field or coming out to the weight room a little easier for them. So I think just providing, you know, hopefully a little bit of energy for them and just keeping things fun. Talk about daily topics with them. I love a good conspiracy theory. So just making sure guys are on their toes, but also I want to see some smiles out there.
What's a conspiracy theory you're talking about right now, or your favorite that you like to talk about?
Right now is the pyramids. Who built the pyramids? That's usually my go-to. There's a lot of skepticism on maybe who built the pyramids, but I'm going with a lost civilization that we had some technology that we no longer have. Some other guys might have some other theories, but that's the one I'm sticking with for now.
Okay. Have you been to the JFK Museum down in Dallas?
I have not. That's a site that I need to get down to. That's another conspiracy theory. And I say I'm a mob guy, so I like the mafia movies. So I'm gonna go with maybe the mafia did something with that one, but we'll see.
Okay, what's your go-to mafia movie?
There's so many. I got to name a few. Donnie Brasco, Goodfellas, and I do love Casino. So those are my top three.
Okay. Would you take Godfather Part 1 or Godfather Part 2?
I would take Part 1. Okay. Yep. That's the go-to there.
Okay. I like that. We're joined by Brett Platts here. We'll get you out on this. Meals are so important at this juncture, obviously, eating. If you had one meal that you could eat for the rest of your life and not get tired of it, what would it be?
Ooh, okay. So I'm going to be selfish and bring my East Coast roots into this one. So I'm going to go with ribeye steak, medium rare. I'm going to do that with some garlic mashed potatoes on the side. And then a nice Prince Edward Island lobster tail just to cap it off. Dip that in butter.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
What are you getting to drink?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go, if I'm feeling spicy, I'm going to get a nice ice water with a little bit of lemon in it. I'm also going to top it off with a nice Coke Zero. Coke Zero, not Diet Coke. Just want to clarify that one.
Okay, what do you have against Diet Coke?
There's something different in it. Something different. Coke Zero does it for me, though.
Okay. All right, he's Brett Platts, Rough Riders strength and conditioning coach. Thanks for joining us today, and take it easy on the coffee a little bit.
I probably will still be consuming a lot of coffee. Thank you, Biggs.
All right, we'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Momentum Bank Ballpark, getting you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds here in game number 6. Of this six-game series. The Rough Riders coming into this one having won the last two ball games in this series after dropping the first three in the set. And Frisco has a good opportunity with Emiliano Teodo on the mound to do something very special and win another one here. They have had such a tough time in this building, even having won the last two games in this series. They're just 3-8 here in Momentum Bank Ballpark and just 6-11 overall against the Rockhounds this season in their first 17 head-to-head games. So this is the last time the Riders will face the Rockhounds in the regular season this year, and most likely will be a matchup here in the first round of the playoffs between these two teams. And so a split would go a long way just in terms of confidence and taking the last three games of this series on the road as well, after really struggling on the offensive side in the first three games of this series today. So as the umpires make their way out onto the field, let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. First, for Kavika Emsley-Pye, the acting manager for the Rough Riders, with Carlos Cardoza on vacation. He'll return on Tuesday, but here's Kavika Emsley-Pye's Frisco Rough Riders lineup. Caber Rodriguez is the shortstop leading it off. No Alejandro Osuna today. He has the day off, so Josh Hatcher hits second in left field, riding his 21-game on-base streak. And Max Acosta, the second baseman, hits third. Middle third of the order, it's Luis Mieses, the right fielder, batting up in the cleanup spot for the first time this year. Cooper Johnson at catcher. He's 1-for-4 against James Gonzalez in his career. And Aaron Zavala, the designated hitter, coming off a day where he had a hit yesterday, hits in the sixth spot. Bottom third of the order, it's Tucker Mitchell making his first start at first base today for the Rough Riders, while Daniel Mateo is in center field and Esteban Mejia at third, and making his double-A debut today. Once again for the Riders, it's Rodriguez, Hatcher, Acosta, Mieses, Johnson, and Zavala, Mitchell, Mateo, and Mejia for Frisco. Cool moment out in front of us here, exchanging the lineup cards. Cody Freeman for the Rough Riders, and on the other side, it's a really cool moment as Shane McGuire gets to exchange the lineup card for the Rockhounds. These two brothers-in-law and getting to meet up for the home plate meeting and get a photo as well with Freeman's sister being married to McGuire. And his sister celebrated a birthday yesterday, so they got to go out together after the game and celebrate. And those two know each other very well, and Freeman has talked very highly of McGuire and those two's relationship. So really cool that they get to exchange the lineup cards here in this series finale and the final time these two teams face each other in the regular season for 2024. So the Rough Riders starting lineup we just gave to you. Let's give you Midlands, as announced by Gregorio Petit. The Rough Riders winning the last two ball games, and here's what the Rockhounds look like today. Denzel Clark, the center fielder, leads it off, and it's Brennan Malone at first base, and Henry Bolte is the right fielder hitting third. Jack Winkler at third base, Daniel Susak the catcher, and then Jordan Groshans is the second baseman. He hits in the sixth spot. Brian Buelvas in left field today, hitting seventh. Jason Rosario, the DH, and Aribiel Angeles, the shortstop, it's in the ninth spot today, rounding out the card for Midland. Once again, it's Clark, Malone, Bolte, Winkler, Susak, Groshans, Buelvas, Rosario, and Angeles, the starting nine for Midland. James Gonzalez making his fourth start this season against the Rough Riders today. He is 2-1 with a 3.45 earned run average this season against Frisco. On the other side, it's Emiliano Teodo, who has been really good this season and looking to come off another strong start in San Antonio. For Teodo this season, he is making his third start against the Rockhounds. His first time out went six innings, allowing one run on five hits. And then his last time out allowed two runs over four innings with eight strikeouts. So we're ready for baseball as the Rockhounds are about to take the field in their home white tops and bottoms with a navy ball cap, the Rough Riders with their road gray tops and bottoms, and a red double R ball cap. We'll take a break for the national anthem when we come back. It's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds here in Game 6 of this six-game series here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases de Frisco in 2024. Cases de Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the Lazy River.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a gorgeous day for baseball in Midland, Texas, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds meet for the finale of this six-game series as the Rough Riders try to win their third game in a row and split the series with the A's affiliate. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Momentum Bank Ballpark one final time here in the regular season in 2024. I'm Zach Bigley, very happy to have you. Today, it's the Rough Riders trying to win that third in a row behind Emiliano Teodo, the Rough Riders' best pitcher and best arm in the Texas League this year. Kamer Rodriguez is ready to go for baseball with the sunglasses on. He stands in from the right-handed batter's box against left-hander James Gonzalez. And we are ready for Sunday Day Baseball. Here's the stretch by Gonzalez and the first pitch of the game. A swing and a slow tapper back to the hill. Gonzalez picks, pirouettes, and throws onto first in time to get Rodriguez one away. A one pitch, one out. 103 is our game's first pitch today. 3 minutes tardy. It's 94 degrees of the feels like of 95. Sun shining up above. 14 mile an hour winds blowing in from right field with 19 mile an hour gusts. We had 25 mile an hour gusts this morning. It was a very windy morning. First pitch to Josh Hatcher. Bends in there for a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. It's been a pretty windy week overall here in Midland. Left-hander against left-hander here in the top of the first inning. And the 0-1 pitch to Hatcher. A curveball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-2 on the Riders left fielder, who's 6-for-16 in the series. He's riding a 21-game on-base streak coming into this one, the longest active streak in the Texas League. 0-2. Popped up on the left side, foul ground. Gonzalez over into foul territory, and it's into the Rough Riders' dugout. Watch out, there are a bunch of chairs right in the front row, and Dane Acker was sitting on one of the chairs. He got up at the last second, and it landed right on top of his chair in the dugout. And it's no balls and two strikes here on Hatcher still. During this 21-game on-base streak, for Josh, hitting 329 with an 867 OPS. He's also clubbed three home runs. He draws a pull side shift in the infield. And the 0-2. Hatcher swings, grounds it hard on the right side. A diving backhanded stop by Malone. Race to the bag. Hatcher's save. Gonzalez late getting over, so Malone had to try and run for it. And Hatcher able to get on at first base with an infield single. Well, he hit it hard, and it looked like Malone was going to rob him of a base hit. But when he made the diving backhanded stop, and with nobody at first base playing way off the line and deep, and Gonzalez just never got over. There's a left-hander falling off to the third base side. Runner aboard at first inning, or runner aboard at first here in the first inning. Max Acosta stands in. Not a cloud in the sky on this Sunday afternoon. Here's the stretch by the left-hander looking over at first. A long hold on Hatcher. He kicks home. Swinging a chopper up the third baseline, right down the line, and it's just fair. Winkler fielded it right over the top of the bag, and it's just barely a fair ball, as called by Daniel, by the way, the home plate umpire. And it's a base hit for Acosta. He had no chance to try and throw him out. No runners at first and second now for the Rough Riders on back-to-back infield hits. Really close play. And really tough to tell whether or not that ball was fair or not. But it was such a slow roller that, by the way, had a great view of it, whether or not it was over the bag when he fielded it. Here's Luis Mieses now. And the first offering is fouled back. It's 0-1. Great scoring opportunity for the Riders in the top of the first inning. The best team in the Texas League in the first inning this season with OPS and batting average, second in runs scored. Pull side shift on the infield for Mieses, who chokes up about a finger on his bat. 0-1. Popped up out into shallow center field. Clark racing in. It's the left fielder, Buelvas, under it, and he's there to make the catch. There's the second out of this first inning. Two away, and Cooper Johnson stands in for the Rough Riders now. 0-0 our score, top of the first. Gonzalez started the season at the high A level before coming up to double A. He has worked in and out of the bullpen this season, mostly in a starter's role. 21 appearances overall, 14 starts with the Rockhounds this year. He's 5-4 with a 3.58 ERA. An organizational all-star this year. He's ready from the stretch. Looks back at second at Hatcher in the pitch. Johnson takes a strike in the lower edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Defense behind Gonzalez today. It's Brian Buelvas in left. Denzel Clark in center. Henry Bolte in right. Jack Winkler has third. Eurabio Angeles is the shortstop. Jordan Groshans at second base. Here's the stretch. Gonzalez offers home. Up and outside. It's one ball and one strike. Brennan Malone at first base. Daniel Susak today does the catching. Cooper Johnson has been great against left-handed pitching this year. The offering. Slips across the outside corner. It's 1-2 now on the Riders' catcher. Johnson against lefties this year. A 970 OPS. Four of his nine homers in fewer at-bats have come against left-handed pitching. A 970 OPS against lefties. 730 OPS against righties. Which is still above average. 2-2, runners go. Pitches down in the dirt. And Susak has no chance to throw out either base runner. Double steal for the Rough Riders. Hatcher swiping his 17th. The coast of the trail runner with his 22nd steal. Now two balls and two strikes now on Johnson. And a base hit could score two with the coast's electric speed at second base. Here's the stretch from Gonzalez and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Just a hair outside. Three balls and two strikes now on the Riders catcher, who's 3-for-9 in this series. Digs in from the back of the right-handed batter's box.
Left-hander comes set. And the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a soft ground ball up the third baseline. Winkler backhand sets, fires, and gets him at first base. So the inning is over. The Rough Riders, no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on base. We go into the bottom of the first inning next. The Rough Riders, nothing. The Rockhounds coming to the plate against Emiliano Teodo. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the first inning, Emiliano Teodo on the mound for the Rough Riders. No score. Denzel Clark, Brennan Malone, Henry Bolte, the 3-2 up against the Rough Riders' best pitcher this season. Teodo, a 1.81 ERA through 16 starts for the Rough Riders. Phenomenal numbers for the right-hander, who's ready from the stretch, and he brings in the first pitch on the bottom of the first. It's up, and it's one ball and no strikes. A fastball missing there at 94. He's just getting going. Fastball will be usually in the 96 to 102-mile-an-hour range. He readies in the 1-0. Changeup inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Goes to the two-seam fastball. He'll occasionally throw a four-seamer to left-handed batters, but not very often. Slider and a changeup as his three-pitch arsenal. The offering. That's a strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. Teodo missed a start. The pitch. It's just high off of Johnson's glove, and it's three balls and one strike. Just precautionary reasons and load management. Missed his start coming out of the All-Star break. Or the next start after his first start coming out of the All-Star break. The 3-1. And that's low for ball four. So he misses to Denzel Clark. And a leadoff walk. Here's Brennan Malone. Fastball velocity looks down for Teodo so far. He's 93 on that last year. Brennan Malone stands in now. We'll have to keep an eye on that. First baseman, right-handed batter, Teodo's pitch. Swinging a line drive, looped into left center field and shallow. Mateo racing on. He's able to track it down and make the catch. Good play by Daniel Mateo. Coming into the left center field alley with some good speed and just able to track it down. So Henry Bolte takes his turn now. Teodo pitching here at the bottom of the first inning. No score. Normally that fastball velocity is incredibly high. We'll make sure that that ramps back up here in the next couple innings. As here's the stretch. And a throw over to first, not in time. Bolte 2 for 17 in this series. Teodo readies and fires. That's up, and it's one ball and no strikes. Defense behind Teodo today, it's Josh Hatcher in left, Daniel Mateo in center, and Luis Mieses is in right field. Esteban Mejia making his AA debut at third base. The 1-0. Down and away, and it's 2-0. Gabriel Rodriguez at shortstop. Max Acosta, the second baseman. Tucker Mitchell gets his first Rough Riders start at first base, and Cooper Johnson, as he normally does the catching for Teodo. 14th time these two have come together in his 17 starts. 2-0. That's up high. Barely missing, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Fastball at 94 there, and as Teodo went back up onto the hill, he looked back at the radar gun and shook his head, so he doesn't feel right either. Here's the stretch, and the 3-0. That's on the inside corner for a strike. A sinker, and it's 3-1. Three balls and one strike on Bolte. A throw over to first again. When Johnson and Teodo are working together, Teodo has a 1.99 ERA, and the Riders are 10-3. Frisco's 13-3 this season when Teodo starts. 3-1, swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. 3 balls and 2 strikes. That last one at 92 miles an hour. Goodness. Something is clearly not right with Teodo. Here's the stretch. And the 3-2. That's low and away with a slider for ball four. And that breaking ball, the slider at 82 miles an hour. He's normally in the high 80s with that pitch. So his second walk of the inning. And Jack Winkler stands in now. And Cooper Johnson's going to go out and have a talk with him. And so is John Goble. And you have to imagine the first question is going to be, are you okay? Runners at first and second here and just one out. Winkler, a tough hitter here. And right away, the Rough Riders having a few relievers starting to stretch out in the left field bullpen. Nobody's up and throwing quite yet. But 2 walks. And 1 out recorded here in the first inning for Teodo can't be a good sign, especially with his fastball velo being down. Winkler, right-handed batter, stands in with 2 aboard and 1 out. Teodo readies, and he fires home. That's low and away with a breaking ball in the dirt. Johnson blocks, 1 ball and no strikes. The slider has been the bread and butter for Teodo this season. Opponents are just hitting 0-53 against that slider. He's only allowed 5 hits against it all season. He's been phenomenal. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the 1-0. Fastball, outside corner, a strike. That one at 96, his best heater today, and it's 1-1. Just trying to make his way through the first inning. He's only allowed 2 runs in the first 2 innings all season. Normally a very quick starter. The 1-1. At the bottom of the zone, outside corner, there's 97. It's 1-2. All right, so the velocity is starting to come back a little bit. That's the crazy thing, is he's been such a fast starter this season. Seeing that velo down early on, unusual, the pitch. That's down in the dirt on a changeup, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Winkler. Winkler is 8 for 18 in this series with 2 doubles and a homer. It usually had been boom or bust through the first 4 games of the series, but he had a 1-for-4 day yesterday. 2-2 offering to Winkler. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Acosta dives at second. He's got it under Rodriguez for 1, and in time, a phenomenal play by Acosta behind the bag at second and then shoveled it off to Rodriguez for the out. Wow, he saved a run. That's just about as good as it gets on the defensive side. Acosta diving to his backhanded side right behind the bag. He got it, and then almost like he was making a pitch, shoveled the ball. Backhanded right to Rodriguez coming across the bag, who had to spin as he grabbed it and touched the pillow with his left foot. So elite-level defensive stuff for the Rough Riders here in the first inning. Fielder's choice. There are two outs, runners on the corners now, and here's Daniel Susak. And the offering in on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Susak 3-for-12 in the series. The pitch, outside corner, 97 for a strike, 0-2. Teodo trying to get his way out of the inning. That last fastball actually at 98 miles an hour, so good to see the velocity's coming back up for Teodo. Trying to get the righty here with the 0-2 pitch on the way. Just up and outside. One ball and two strikes, going with the heater again. 98 again. He can live 98. That's where we've seen him for the most part this season. He stretches with runners on the edges and two outs in a scoreless first inning. And the 1-2 pitch to Susak. Outside at 99. And it's two balls and two strikes. He's back. The guy we know is back. Two-two pitch on the way to Susak. Swinging a little broken bat nubber off the end of the bat to Mitchell at first. He's got it, takes it to the pillow himself, and he retires the side in the first inning. For the Rockhounds, no runs on no hits, no errors, and two left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. Rough Riders nothing, Rockhounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Into the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds no score. 6-7-8 due up for Frisco. Aaron Zavala, Tucker Mitchell, Daniel Mateo. Zavala 2-for-17 in the series. A couple walks. James Gonzalez allowed a couple infield singles, but pitched out of it in the first. Left-hander goes to work. Inside 1-0. Fastball missing there. Gonzalez really came in with the fastball and slider combination as his bread and butter into this organization. Panama native. He deals. Fastball just a hair outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Last season, the big pitch for him was the curveball that he added that helped him become an organizational all-star last year. 2-0 inside. Three balls and no strikes on Zavala. He struck out 28% of batters last year, which is well above average, but this season, 22% strikeout rate. 3-0. Up and in, ball four. So Zavala works a four-pitch walk to lead off this second inning. And Tucker Mitchell takes his turn for the Rough Riders. No score here in the second. This season, he added a pitch that's kind of a cross between a cutter and a slider. So now a four-pitch pitcher. He's ready from the stretch, looking over at first base as Zavala takes his lead, and the offering in to Mitchell. That's low, and it's one ball and no strikes, and the Riders' first baseman today, playing in his fourth game with the Rough Riders. 2-for-12 so far in three games with Frisco. The pitch. He swings and fouls it straight back. It's one ball and one strike. Well, Gonzalez, as we mentioned during our pregame coverage, in his last eight games, four of them being starts, has just been dominant. 3-2 with a 2.77 ERA, holding opponents to just a 200 batting average. 1-1. Breaking ball just high of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike now on Mitchell. And part of that has been against Frisco. His three starts against Frisco this season, he's 2-1 with a 3.45 ERA. The pitch, a broken bat flare out to shortstop, and Angeles is right there to make the chest-high catch. Kind of a humpback liner, and there's one out. Zavala remains at first base. 0-0 our score. Daniel Mateo, the center fielder, climbs in now. His last start at home here against Frisco, Gonzalez went six shutout innings back on June 20th, allowing just one hit in that game to Frisco. Riders were just two hit in a shutout for the Rockhounds. The pitch. Popped up on the right side, shallow right field. Malone going back, the first baseman still in fair territory, tries a basket catch and misses it, and Zavala scampers down to second base. So Mateo with a bloop single down the right side on just a terrible, trepidatious route from Malone going out. Very tentative, reached down at the last second, and it was just over his glove. Instead of going back on it, he kind of moseyed his way back while looking up and glancing over at the second baseman, Groshans, thinking, is he going to come and bail me out here? But he never did. So runners at first and second and one out for the second consecutive inning now for the Rough Riders. And here's Esteban Mejia making his Double-A debut, the 19-year-old. Here's the stretch in the lefty's pitch. Swing and a miss by Mejia. It's 0-1. The first teenager to play for the Rough Riders since 2018 when a 19-year-old Christian Anoa played three games with the Rough Riders. The pitch. That's inside. One ball and one strike. Mejia, right-handed batter. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a soft ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Angeles has got it on to second for one. Throw to first in time for a double play. And the inning is over. So the Rough Riders turned away. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the second inning. The Rough Riders nothing. The Rockhounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the second inning for the Rockhounds. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds, no score. Jordan Groshans leads it off. And Brian Buelos and Jason Rosario. Emiliano Teodo in that first inning stranded two on the base pass after walking a couple. And the first pitch of the right-handed batting Groshans. That misses high with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. We'll see what that fastball velocity looks like here in this inning for Teodo, as he started off at 91 to 94 miles an hour, the 1-0. Swing and a miss and a nasty slider below the zone, and it's 1-1. And then Teodo was able to get back up to 97 to 99 miles an hour by the time the inning ended. So good sign there, but still reason to be a little bit concerned. Teodo readies in the 1-1. Swinging a soft roller up the third baseline. It's a foul ball by Groshans, and it's one ball and two strikes. The second baseman still looking for his first hit of this series. He's 0 for 9 with a walk. Infield plays back. Teodo stretches. And the 1-2. Up and away with a fastball at 100. So he's just fine. Two balls and two strikes. Maybe with a little anger behind that one. He readies, and the 2-2. Swinging a little nubber off the end of the bat, right back to the hill. He's got it, and Teodo underhands to first for the out, one away. Brian Buelos stands in now. 0-0 our score, bottom of the second. Buelos 4 for 15 in the series of the double. Teodo wants a new baseball. He's going to get it. Teodo has been phenomenal, and there's so many different numbers that we could go through for the Rough Riders and tell you how good Teodo has been. Pitch in. There's a slider on the inside corner. Strike one, 0-1. A lot of these numbers kind of need some context, though. He has gotten an incredible amount of swing and miss this season. 0-1. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. He has a whiff rate of 38% this season. Opponents are swinging and missing 38% of his pitches when they swing. Here's the offering. Swinging a grounder foul to the right side, and it's 0-2. To put that in perspective, if that were in the major leagues, that would be fifth in all of Major League Baseball and first among starting pitchers. That's how good he's been. 0-2. Check swing. He went around, up and in. Strike three. There's the first strikeout of the day for Teodo. Elevated changeup that time. Two outs, and here's Rosario. Left-handed batter. Teodo also gets a ton of swing and miss outside of the zone, which is called chase. And when you have a percentage of it, the offering is outside, 1-0. It's a chase rate. Well, his chase rate of 30% would be in the 80th percentile in the major leagues this season, and that's among all pitchers, not just starters. He has been so good for the Rough Riders. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup below the zone. It's 1-1. The slider, opponents are hitting just 0-53 against that pitch this season. The changeup, 231, while the two-seam, even though it's at 100 miles an hour, opponents are hitting 266 against it. 1-1. Outside corner with another changeup for a strike, and it's 1-2. Changeup has been a good pitch to left-handed batters this season, and showing it off there against the lefty and Rosario. Lefties are hitting just 159 against him this year. 1-2. Swing and a miss, and another changeup, strike three. Teodo strikes out the last two he sees, and it's a 1-2-3 second inning. We go to the top of this third inning. Rough Riders nothing, Rock Hounds nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bill she can't front, her parents paid it. The
show was far. We move to the top of the third inning from Midland. Rough Riders and Rock Hounds, 0-0 our score. Top of the third inning for Frisco. Caper Rodriguez starts it against James Gonzalez, who cuddles with his glove and pitches home. It's on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. On Rodriguez, who bounced back to the pitcher his first time up on the first pitch of the ballgame today. Gonzalez ready from the stretch. And the 0-1 offering. Breaking ball is high, 1-1. If you've been with us in all this series, you've heard us harp on runners in scoring position time and time again for the Rough Riders and how important that is going to be. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup away, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders starting 0-3 with runners in scoring position through the first two innings today. But the Rough Riders have really struggled recently in their last 17 games, hitting just 172 with runners in scoring position. And they've been really good at hitting overall, just not with men at second and third. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. They have the second best batting average and the third best OPS in those 17 games in the Texas League. But just 172 with runners in scoring position. It's been a tough go for them. 2-2. Swinging a chopper up the middle. The shortstop, Angeles, comes up, picks, throws on the run, and gets Rodriguez one away. Josh Hatcher takes his turn. I mean, even just look at the last two games. The Rough Riders winning those two, 4-0 and 3-1. But just three hits in 23 at-bats with runners in scoring position in those last two games. So definitely something to work on, and hitting coach Ryan Tuntland is definitely aware of it. First pitch to Hatcher. He checks his swing and went around on a pitch up and in. It's 0-1. Hatcher a single on the infield back in the first inning. The other thing is the Rough Riders aren't hitting many homers in this series. They had in those 17 games before. The 0-1. High pop-up on the infield right side. Malone, the first baseman, coming in on the dirt still. Now onto the grass, and he makes the catch. A two up, two down for the Riders in this third inning, and Max Acosta stands in. Right-handed batter. 0-0 our score here in the third. The Riders in this road trip have had a tough time scoring in the first three innings. If they don't score here in this third, they'll have been shut out through the first three innings in 8 of the 12 games. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1 on Acosta. Slight pull side shift on the infield. First baseman Malone playing way off the line at first base. Almost halfway in between first and second. Acosta, an infield single on the first pitch back in the first inning. Extended his on-base streak to 10 games. 0-1. Swinging a ground ball on the left side of the infield. Groshans has got it at third. He transfers and throws him out at first to end the inning. And the Rough Riders have now been shut out through three innings in eight of the first 12 games of this road trip. We go to the bottom of the third. Still no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the third inning, Rough Riders and Rock Hounds, 0-0 our score. Eurybiel Angeles leading things off. First pitch. Teodo gets him to swing and miss and a slider away, and it's 0-1. Angeles 5 for 13, I should say, here in this series to begin it. Teodo's 0-1. Fastball up and away, missing at 99, and it's 1-1. Last time Teodo was here, he struggled with his command, and it looks like in the early going, that might be a similar thing. The pitch. Swinging a chopper off the plate. Squibber up the third baseline. Teodo's got it. Sets his feet. Throws up the first baseline. It caroms off the sidewall. Niesis in right field comes up and picks it up. And Angeles moves up to second base. So an error all the way on Teodo. Throwing error. And Angeles reaches. Denzel Clark stands in now for Midland. 0-0. Bottom of the first inning. Or excuse me, the third inning. Clark will walk back in the first. And he stands in from the right side. Teodo Rennies and fires home. It's at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. And actually, they do go hit and an error on that one. So first hit that Teodo has allowed comes here in the third on a little weak grounder right back to him. He stretches in the 0-1 pitch. Down in the dirt. Johnson blocks on the changeup, and it's 1-1. He's now throwing that changeup at the same speed he threw the fastball in that first inning. That one at 92 miles an hour. Clark 7-for-16 in the series. He's had a great set. 1-1. Down and in. Again on the changeup. Very changeup heavy for Teodo early on. 2-1. 0-0 our score as we play in the bottom of the third inning. Teodo Rennies. A look back to second base in the 2-1. Swinging a ground ball, chopped up the middle. The shortstop Rodriguez charges, picks, throws in the run, and gets Clark. One away. Angeles moves down to third on the play. Brennan Malone stands in now. Still no score. Teodo, fifth best ground ball rate in the Texas League this year at 46%. So a lot of ground balls for the right-hander. And he's getting a couple with weak contact here in the third. First pitch. Malone swings and flies it down the right field line. A pop-up. Mitchell into foul ground, and it's out of play. It's 0-1. This is the interesting matchup in terms of the ground balls and fly balls, though. Brennan Malone hits the ball on the ground at a lower percentage than anyone in the Texas League this season. And he hits the ball in the air in terms of a fly ball at the fourth highest rate in the Texas League. Teodo, a big ground ball pitcher. Here's the 0-1. That's up and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. So the question is, who wins out in this scenario? That last one at 101 miles an hour on the fastball from Teodo. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. That's down, missing with the changeup, and it's two balls and one strike. Teodo wants a new baseball again. He gets it. Right-hander sitting on 99 strikeouts this season. One away from his 100th strikeout. 2-1. There's a fly ball lifted down the left field line. Hatcher over towards the line, still running. Slides and makes the catch going into foul ground. Mejia tags and he comes in to score. Excuse me, Angeles. Angeles tags and comes in to score. You wonder if he could have let that one drop and would have been a foul ball and not a sack fly, but we'll have to see on the replay if that would have been a foul ball or not. Really close, right on the line. Really good catch. So here's Henry Bolte. The first pitch is a swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1. A sacrifice fly for Malone down the left field line. Two outs. Bolte behind in the count, 0-1. And the pitch up and away. One ball and one strike and 101. Wow, 102 actually. Just yanked it. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup below the zone. That's nasty. 1-2. Bolte has struck out 50 times in 28 games with the Rockhounds so far. He's a pretty good candidate for strikeout number 100 here on the season for Teodo. The pitch. Outside. It's two balls and two strikes. 102 miles an hour again from Teodo. He readies from the stretch in the 2-2. Grounded foul at the plate. He fouled it off his own foot. Still two balls, two strikes that time. The slider down and in. And Cooper Johnson walks out halfway and tosses him a new baseball. Daniel, by the way, our home plate umpire giving him a couple seconds as well. The pitch. Got him looking on the outside corner. Emiliano Teodo, the first Rough Rider to 100 strikeouts this season. And we go into the top of the fourth inning. It's 1-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
An unearned run crosses for the Rockhounds in the bottom of the third inning. They lead 1-0. Luis Mieses climbs in now. So the Riders have still not allowed an earned run since all the way back on Thursday. Shutout baseball on Friday. They allowed just one unearned run yesterday. One unearned run today. They still do trail 1-0. Luis Mieses, Cooper Johnson, Aaron Zavala, the 3-2 up in the middle third of this order in the fourth inning. James Gonzalez ready from the stretch, left-hander against left-hander in the first pitch. Swinging a little nubber off the end of the bat, past the mound, the second baseman Groshans comes up, picks, throws on to first, not in time. Malone dropped it, he probably was safe anyway though. Mieses legging it down the line, an infield single. So Mieses now hits in 9 of his first 10 games with the Rough Riders. He gets aboard on the third infield single for the Rough Riders today. And the only other hit for the Riders was a pop-up that just dropped in over the top of Malone into right field. Probably should have been caught. Not a lot of hard contact today against Gonzalez for Frisco. Here's Cooper Johnson. And the first pitch. Inside 1-0. One nothing Midland. Top of the fourth inning. Johnson 3-for-10 with 2 doubles in the series. Gonzalez deals. That's down and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson has such an interesting stat line this season with the Rough Riders. He's hitting just .228, and you look at that, and if you're a big batting average person, you think, oh, he's not having a very good offensive season. But if you look at OPS, he is a .795 OPS this year. 2-0. Swinging a hard ground ball. Fair inside the third base back. Down the line. Mieses touches second. He's on his way to third. Emsley Pye stops him at third base. And that's what Cooper Johnson does. Another double, is third of the series. Down the left field line. And the Riders are in business. Runners at second and third. And nobody out here in this fourth inning. That's why Cooper Johnson is so valuable. He does his best to try and do damage at the plate. And that's a big double there to set the Rough Riders up with a good scoring opportunity. Paul Abbott out of the Rough Rider, or excuse me, out of the Rockhounds dugout. He'll go have a chat with Gonzalez, the 11-year major leaguer and the pitching coach for the Rockhounds. Aaron Zavala due up. 1-0 Midland. Johnson has been so incredibly valuable at the plate because of his 9 home runs and now 12 doubles in 55 games this season behind the plate. Not to mention he's been really good defensively, throwing out a ton of base runners and managing this pitching staff. Zavala a walk, his first time up, left-handed batter, lefty-lefty, corners pinch in, runners at second and third, nobody out. And the offering. Zavala watches a breaking ball up high, 1-0. 5 hits today for the Rough Riders. Nothing to show for it, though, in the run column. Gonzalez, the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off Susak's glove back behind home, and it's 1-1. That caught a big chunk of his mask. Hopefully he's okay. One ball and one strike. Not a lot of speed on either base right now for the Riders. Outfield shallow. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's a ball out in front of the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Zavala 0-4 against Gonzalez this season with a walk. 1-2. Low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. With Teodo having gone three innings today. Looks like there are some guys standing up there in the bullpen, but nobody quite up and throwing yet. It looks like we'll see Teodo again in the fourth. Frisco trying to get him some runs, trailing 1-0. Here's the 2-2 on the way to Zavala. Check swing and a miss. He went around on a breaking ball in the outside corner of the dirt. Strike three. So Zavala down on strikes. It's the first strikeout today for Gonzalez. One away. And Tucker Mitchell bats. Runners at second and third. Now one out. Looking for a fly ball here to tie the game or a base hit to possibly give the Rough Riders the lead. Right side of the infield, slightly in the pitch. There's a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop's got it, and he throws to third, and they get Johnson. The aces does come into score on the RBI fielder's choice. We're tied at one. But Johnson, on the ball hit in front of him, tries to go to third base. And he is out number two. So a fielder's choice. Angeles to Winkler, 6-5. Mitchell aboard at first. First career double A RBI for Tucker Mitchell. And here's Daniel Mateo with two down here in the fourth inning. Tied at one. The pitch. Mateo watches outside. One ball and no strikes. And it looks like Larson Kendrick is loosening out of the bullpen. The pitch. There's a strike with a breaking ball in the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Pull side shift on the infield against Mateo, who singled on a pop-up landing in right field back in the second inning. And the pitch. Fouled straight back. 1-2. Mateo has now hit safely in three straight, including a home run 2 days ago. 1-1 ball game. Top of the fourth inning. Mejia on deck in the ninth spot. Oh, 2. Swinging a soft ground ball to shortstop. Angeles comes up, picks onto second, and they get Mitchell there with an underhand flip. Inning comes to a close, but the Rough Riders do get one run. It comes on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. So the Rough Riders tie the game. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. I'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Emiliano Teodo back out onto the hill. Frisco and Midland tied at one in this series finale. A win and the Rough Riders split the series with the Rockhounds and win their third consecutive game. Here's the stretch, and Teodo brings it in to Jack Winkler. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat to shallow right field. Mieses jogging in, and he's called off by Max Acosta, who coasts out and makes the grab. One away, and Daniel Susak stands in. Luis Mieses isn't running very well out in right field right now. Kind of limping in ever since he reached on the infield single. Hopefully he's all right. He's not the most fleet of foot guy to begin with. One out, here's Daniel Susak, the pitch. Fastball simmers high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Susak, a ground out to first base back in the first inning. There's no word before the game on the pitch count for Teodo. The offering slips across the outside corner with a heater for a strike, and it's 1-1, but that last one is 55th pitch of the game. He was on a pretty strict pitch count his last start in San Antonio. This offering low and away, and it's two balls and one strike through just 41 pitches. So imagine this will be his last inning. Larson Kindrick was warming in the bullpen down the left field line. And now it's nobody. 2-1. Soft grounder, foul back behind home. Two balls and two strikes. The bullpen is quiet for the Rough Riders. There is action out in the Midland bullpen, however. Domingo Robles is throwing. 2-2. Soft grounder foul to the left side towards the Rough Riders dugout, and off the facing of it, 2-2. Alejandro Osuna jumps the railing and grabs the baseball. Having some fun on his off day. 2-2. Swinging a soft line drive to short. Rodriguez airs out and makes the catch. Leaping up for a backhanded grab at shortstop. Two down. Jordan Groshans now. Bounce out to first his last time up, and Kavika Emsley-Pye comes out of the Rough Riders dugout. That's it for Emiliano Teodo. So an abbreviated start. Didn't see anybody warming up, but we'll see if they already finished. Yeah, and here comes, it looks like, Kindrick. So Kindrick will come in and replace Teodo here in this fourth inning. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at one here on the Riders Baseball Network as we step aside for a pitching change.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Rough Riders leading it, tied at 1-1 with the Rockhounds. Larson Kindrick coming out of the Rough Riders bullpen, and the first pitch is down and into Jordan Groshans. It's one ball and no strikes. Kindrick, the lefty at 6'4", 210 pounds, 25 years old, out of Medford, Oregon. In Southern Oregon, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. He makes his second career double-A appearance in the finale today. In his first, he went one inning with two strikeouts, allowing a hit. He stretches in the offering. Swinging a foul out of play to the right side, one ball and two strikes. A former eighth-round selection of the Rangers back in 2021 out of Biola University in Southern California. Kindrick readies. And the 1-2. Breaking ball, line to third, and pass to diving Mejia. Fair ball down the third base line and down the left field side. Hatcher nabs it before it reaches the wall and throws it in, but Groshans pulls in at second base with a double. Two-out, two-bagger for Groshans, and Brian Buelvas stands in now. Buelvas struck out back in the second. Here's the stretch, and Kindrick deals home. That's down and in, one ball and no strikes. Kindrick, a very accomplished player in high school, beginning his first 2 years at North Medford High School and then transferring to Crater, which is a 5A school. The second highest classification in the state of Oregon. Here's the 1-0. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1, and there he was a phenomenal player, had an incredible final season winning the state championship. And funny enough, he had some connections with Aaron Zavala there. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. Down and in, and it's two balls and one strike. His final season in high school was Aaron Zavala's final season in high school, and it was between Kindrick, Zavala, and Jacob Melton, who's the number one prospect in the Astros organization for State Player of the Year. 2-1, fouled straight back, and it's 2-2, and Zavala ended up winning it. Kindrick actually never played against Zavala during his high school days, but he did play against another former Rough Rider, Robbie Ahlstrom, who's now in AAA. When he was at North Eugene High School and also a 5A school like Crater. 2-2. That one's high, and it's three balls and two strikes now on Buelvas. So a lot of Oregon connections, and they just continue here on this team as one guy goes up, and Ahlstrom and Kindrick replaces him, basically, here in Frisco as a left-hander. Bottom of the fourth inning, tied at one, runner at second, two down. The 3-2 is a curveball outside for ball four, and Buelvas is aboard, and the first two reach against Kindrick. There's Jason Rosario. Rosario struck out back in the second. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fastball strike, upper edge, outside corner, 0-1 at 93. Rosario, a left-hander to face Kindrick, and a little bit of an easier at-bat, lefty-lefty for Kindrick. Runners at first and second, two down. And he brings it home. That's low and outside, one ball and one strike. Left-hander looks in. And the offering home is a fly ball off the end of the bat down the right field line. Mieses started back, now chugging in. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Inning comes to a close here in the fourth. And the Rough Riders keep the game tied at 1-1. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. Top five next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge, plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar service. Text BOOK IT to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We go to the top of the fifth inning where Esteban Mejia leads it off for the Rough Riders. The 19-year-old in for the right side. First pitch on the way from Robles, the new left-hander, is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. James Gonzalez done after his four innings today. He surrendered just one run on five hits on the offensive side. The pitch, and Robles misses up and away. It's one ball and one strike. Oh, one run on five hits. It was earned. He struck out one and walked one today. Robles deals, and it's inside on the corner for a strike. And it's 1-2. Esteban Mejia, a player who probably won't be with the Rough Riders for very much longer. 5'11", 165 pounds out of the Dominican Republic. 1-2, swinging a ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Groshans, has got it. Throws off balance over to first, and it's in time. One away. Top of the order now in Caber Rodriguez. Mejia, a player in down east for the majority of this season and at the Arizona League. Complex League. He hit .331 down there with a .941 OPS, but with down east just hitting .215 over 33 games. First pitch, Rodriguez watches up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Tied at one here in the top of the fifth inning. A series finale between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. The pitch, it's low and outside, 2-0. Fastball for a strike. 2-1. The pitch. That's outside. Pitch to Rodriguez is a check swing, and it is just down. He didn't go. It's ball four. So Rodriguez works a walk with one out here in the fifth inning. Josh Hatcher makes his way up to the plate. Left-handed batter. Here's the stretch and the offering in. That's right down the middle of the strike. It's 0-1. Robles ready from the stretch. Lefty, lefty. And he pitches home. Swing and a miss. Right by Hatcher, and it's 0-2. Riders trying to get some base runners here in this fifth inning. Robles deals. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home on the ground. Still no balls and two strikes. Pull side shift on the infield for Hatcher, who's 1-for-2 with a single back in the first inning. And Robles, the 0-2, Rodriguez runs, pitches up and away, throw down to second, not in time. Rodriguez able to swipe his sixth bag of the season. One ball and two strikes. That throw down to second was well high. And Angeles had to jump up the shortstop to grab that ball. And then when he did, he faked like it went over his head and turned and started sprinting and trying to fake out Rodriguez, but he was not fooled. Still had the ball in his glove. One ball and two strikes on Hatcher, the pitch. Breaking ball fisted in the air to shallow right field, and it lands in for a hit. Rodriguez had to make sure that it wasn't going to be caught. He moves up to third, and Frisco has runners on the corners now with one down. Hatcher with his second hit today. Max Acosta takes his turn. Acosta 1-for-2 with an infield single. Still tied at one here in the top of the fifth inning on what feels like a lazy Sunday afternoon. There's maybe around 250 people here in attendance. 250 to 300. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander offers home. Acosta swings and misses in a ball below the zone, and it's 0-1. And the funny thing is, they're all congregated up near the top of the seating bowl where the shade is. All the other parts of the seating bowl are fully in the sun, and everyone's kind of shying away from that sunshine. There's only one fan really in the seating bowl, the 0-1. That's at the bottom of the zone for a strike two, and it's 0-2 on Acosta. He's right behind the Mission's dugout in the first row, and he has free reign. Actually, I take that back. There's one fan behind the Rough Riders dugout as well in the first row. 0-2. That's low and outside, and it's one ball and two strikes on Acosta. Rodriguez leads from third, Hatcher from first. Acosta hitting over 300 with runners in scoring position this season. The 1-2 is down in the dirt. Susak blocks to save a run, and it's 2-2. Frisco trying to take a lead here in the fifth inning. Robles fresh out of the bullpen. Left-hander looks in. He's got his sign. A blonde glove ready just above his belt, and he pitches home. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Acosta. Got him with a breaking ball on the outside edge. Two down. Robles' first strikeout. Here's Luis Mieses now with an opportunity to drive in the Rough Riders' second run today. Robles, the 26-year-old, making his 14th appearance for the Rockhounds. It's only his third out of the bullpen. He readies. And the left-hander deals home. Hatcher takes off, swing and a miss. No throw down to second. Hatcher's got his second steal today. And his 18th this season. It's 0-1 on Mieses. And there are two in scoring position now for the Riders. Robles stretches. 0-1. Just outside. 1-1. Robles making his fourth appearance against the Rough Riders this season. And he pitches. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball in the other batter's box off the outside corner. Mises went fishing and it's 1-2. And he smacks himself on the right side of the helmet in frustration after stepping out. Robles is not allowed to run against the Riders in 10 innings this year. He readies in the 1-2 pitch on the way. Fouled straight back. Tried to fit the fastball across the outside corner. Mises just kind of threw the hands at it and just fouled it back. One ball and two strikes with runners at first, or excuse me, at second and third. And two outs. 1-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Strike three. Mises down on strikes. And Robles gets out of the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and two left on. Frisco's now stranded six base runners through five innings. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 game on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom of the fifth inning. Eurybio Angeles leads it off. Larson Kindrick back for the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch from the left-hander is inside. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at one on this Sunday. Here's the offering in. And a bunt up the first baseline. Kindrick backhands and flips underhand to first. He gets him. One away. Top of the order now in Denzel Clark. Yesterday was a really cool day for those in the Midland Rockhounds organization. The team president, Monty Hoppel, who's been here for years and years, his son, Bryce Hoppel, was on the international stage in the Olympics yesterday. Here's the pitch. That's on the inside corner at the knees. It's 0-1. Bryce Hoppel is the indoor champion for the 800, and he competed in the 800 yesterday in the Olympics. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. That's down. And it's one ball and one strike. And he finished fourth in the 800, just missing out on a medal, on the bronze medal, by 0.17 seconds. An incredible finish to the 800. That's two laps around the track. Here's the 1-1. And it fits on the outside corner at the knees, a strike. One ball and two strikes. First and fourth was decided by less than a second. the pitch. That misses high, and it's two balls and two strikes. But it's just come out that the Algerian runner who finished third is under investigation right now for doping, so Hoppel could take the bronze medal if that athlete got suspended. 2-2 is a chopper off the plate to shortstop. Rodriguez has it. Fields at the belt. Throws onto first. Not in time. An infield hit. A slide bobble there by Rodriguez cost him on a tough play. Here's Brennan Malone. Sacrifice fly in his last at-bat, producing the only run today. The first pitch is at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. So really cool to see Bryce Hoppel do his thing, and they had a watch party here. It was really fun, and they have a wonderful picture that they put up of him when he was maybe less than 2 years old, being held by Juice the Moose, the mascot here in Midland. The 0-1. There's a line drive up the middle. It sinks into center field, and Brennan Malone has himself a base hit. Back-to-back singles here in the fifth inning. One out with two aboard for Henry Bolte. Tied at one. That running is so tough. Obviously, the Olympics are tough in general. Just an amazing accomplishment for anybody to get there, but to lose out on medaling by 0.17 seconds and miss out on the gold by less than a second. The pinch. That's a breaking ball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Missed out or finished behind the gold medalist by 0.47 seconds, so less than half a second. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. That's up and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. There's so much training that went into Bryce's journey, of course, having some good conversations with some folks around the Rockhounds over the last couple days, talking about what a great kid that Hoppel is, and no matter what, an incredible accomplishment for the 26-year-old. 2-0. There's a strike at the top of the zone. It's 2-1. Went to Kansas for his college. He's won the indoor championship this season in Glasgow. 7-time U.S. champion. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball. Hard hit to second. Acosta's got it. Bobbles, drops it. Bare hands. Throws to first. Not in time. Acosta with the error. And the Rough Riders are kicking it around a little bit here in the fifth inning. What should have been an inning-ending double play right there. Bases are now loaded with one out. A difficult play for Acosta, but he's been so good defensively this year. A one-hop shot to his left. He spun in shallow right field to try to throw to second, and as he did, he dropped the ball. So Jack Winkler stands in, but Cooper Johnson will go out and chat with Kendrick, and Acosta will come up and join from second base. Action out in the Rough Riders bullpen now. It's Ricky DeVito who's loosening. Jack Winkler due up with the bases loaded. This is the last guy you want to see come to the plate. 8 for 20 in this series. Two doubles, two home runs. Or excuse me, one home run. Two RBIs. Time called, and Kavika Emslie-Pai comes out of the dugout. And that's going to be it for Kendrick. So Ricky DeVito comes out of the pen, inheriting the bases loaded with one out. And Jack Winkler due up. We'll step aside for the pitching change. Be right back here to Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Thank you. Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back here in the bottom of the fifth inning, bases loaded and just one out. Ricky DeVito replaces Larson Kendrick. And the first pitch home to Jack Winkler is a fastball up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. So Ricky DeVito coming in with the bases loaded. This season he's struggled retiring the first man he faces out of the pen. Just 58% of the time he's retired that first batter. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. Bends him back up and in on a fastball at 94. Two balls and no strikes. So this is an important hitter here with the bases loaded in a tie game at 1-1 in the fifth. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and he delivers home the 2-0. Swinging a ground ball, hit to short. Rodriguez has got it on to second for one. Acosta to first, a double play. And Ricky DeVito comes in and gets the double play, and he keeps this game tied. We're still at 1-1 into the top of the sixth inning here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning. Robles back out onto the hill. Domingo Robles here in the sixth. He allowed a couple base runners in that fifth inning, but struck out the last two he saw. He faces Cooper Johnson, Aaron Zavala, and Tucker Mitchell. It's 5, 6, and 7 for the Rough Riders order here in the sixth inning. Left-hander against right-hander. And the first pitch. Johnson takes a strike on the upper edge outside corner. 0-1. Johnson, a double back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. Continues to do damage at the plate. Here's the 0-1. That's outside. One ball and one strike. As some of you may know, Johnson added the leg kick in the offseason. He really started it down the stretch of the season last year, but really worked on it during the offseason this year. 1-1. It's fouled away to the right side, and it's one ball and two strikes on a defensive hack. And boy, has it paid dividends for him this year. Being able to do a lot more damage. Everything is basically a career high for him this season offensively. A career high in home runs, especially. 9 homers as he came in with 9 homers in his career into this season. Through his first 4 years. 1-2. He swings and misses and strikes out on a pitch down and away, fishing on the changeup. One away, and here's Aaron Zavala. Johnson, a career high in slugging percentage this year at .455. A career high in batting average even at .228 and a .795 OPS is by far his highest OPS. In fact, he's never had more than a .700 OPS in his entire career to this point. Just a great season for him offensively. So Aaron Zavala stands in now on the first pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 0-1. Zavala a walk and a strikeout today. Tied at 1, top of the 6th inning. Pitch from Robles. Finds the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Thanks for spending your Sunday afternoon with us. Final game of this series. The Rough Riders will be heading back home to face the Springfield Cardinals next week. And we'll have San Antonio at home the following week. 2-week homestand. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Foul into the Riders' dugout on the left side. It's 0-2. Should be a fun weekend coming up at Riders Field. We'll have fireworks as always on Friday. Presented by Benjamin and Franklin Plumbing. The pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. So Zavala down on strikes, 2 away. Tucker Mitchell bats now. We'll also have Friday Night Lights. That should be a lot of fun. Celebrating high school football coming up on Friday. We'll have Loteria with our second Quesos de Frisco game on Saturday. The Copa de la Diversión. The Rough Riders dressing up as Quesos de Frisco. First pitch is popped up to the right side. Malone giving it a look, and he watched it go foul. 0-1 on Mitchell. Then on Sunday, it's Summer Sunday fireworks as always, and also Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. Rough Riders will dress up in their Defenders of the Diamond uniforms and hats. 0-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. This shortstop, Angeles, has got it. And he throws on to first in time to get Mitchell side retired. 1-2-3 inning for Domingo Robles in the sixth. Still tied at 1. We go to the bottom of the sixth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Six, seven,
Home half of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds doing battle. It's tied at one. Ricky DeVito back to the hill for Frisco. Final matchup between these two in the regular season this year. It looks like this will be the matchup in the postseason, though, in the first round with how well both teams are playing. First pitch to Daniel Susak is a swing and a miss and a high fastball from DeVito. It's 0-1. DeVito came in the fifth inning with the bases loaded and just one out and got a 6-4-3 double play behind him. He readies from the stretch in the 0-1. That's low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike on Susak. Well, the Rangers in action currently in the Bronx in that series finale in the rubber game of that series. They are down 6-1 in the top of the seventh inning. 1-1. That's up and in, and it's two balls and one strike. Juan Soto with a homer in that game. Giancarlo Stanton with a three-run homer. Corey Seager, an RBI double, the only run for the Rangers. The pitch is on the inside corner, a strike, 2-2. And a tough start for Andrew Heaney, who allowed four runs, three earned over 4 2/3. The pitch, a swing and a soft ground ball, foul back behind home. Two balls, two strikes. But a loss here would move the Rangers back to 7.5 games behind first place in the American League West. 2-2. Top of the zone, outside corner, strike three called. Now DeVito picks up the strikeout, one away here in the sixth. Not saying it's a death sentence necessarily for the Rangers, but they're going to have to start playing a little bit better in order to make the postseason. Tough year for him. Here's Jordan Groshans, right-handed hitter. DeVito kicks home. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. After this set in New York, Rangers have three more games in Boston, and some more bad news coming out of Rangers camp is Nathan Eovaldi looks like he's going to miss his start. 0-1 pitch. Down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. And then Max Scherzer was sent back to Texas to get evaluated as well for an injury. So things are not looking very good, and the probables for the Boston series include a to-be-determined. The pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes with Tyler Mahle going to go in game one, then Jose Ureña, and then to-be-determined in game three. So we'll have to see who the Rangers throw in that final game in Boston. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. DeVito strikes him out on a pitch off the outside corner. Two away from Ricky. And Brian Welbaugh stands in now. Tied at one here in the bottom of the sixth. There was even some talk from Chris Young, as reported by Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News, that Jack Leiter could come up and pitch out of the bullpen for the Rangers. Not as a full-time reliever, but just to work him into the mix. First pitch, outside of the backstop, 1-0. So I have to see how that progresses as well, but it's going to be an uphill battle the rest of the way for the Rangers. Again, 6-1 trailing in the seventh inning in the Bronx right now. 1-0 pitch, outside, 2-0. It's a tough 1-2 punch that the Yankees have. And Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. And then when Stanton's homering too, that's even tougher. 2-0, outside 3-0. Soto and Judge are 1-2 in a lot of categories in the American League this year, and in all of Major League Baseball, in fact. 3-0, that's low for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Buelvas. Jason Rosario bats now, left-handed hitter. If you look at wins above replacement WAR in Major League Baseball, Judge is number one, tied with Bobby Witt. Soto is fourth. The offering. That's on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. In fact, the top five are all American League players with Aaron Judge, Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson of Baltimore, Juan Soto, and then Jaron Duran of Boston having a great year. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup below the zone. 0-2. In terms of on-base percentage, Judge and Soto are 1-2. Slugging percentage, Soto is 7th, Judge is 1st. OPS, they're 1-2. The offering is down in the dirt. Johnson blocks. But Buelos moves up to 2nd base on the wild pitch. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Rosario. Run scored. Soto is 2nd, Judge is 4th. Bobby Witt Jr. leading a lot of the categories that those two aren't in Major League Baseball. What a season for Witt, especially second half for Bobby Witt Jr. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Rosario. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home. It's still 1 ball and 2 strikes. If you look what Witt has done since the All-Star break, he's hitting .459 since the All-Star break with an over 1,300 OPS. Just ridiculous numbers. Jeez. The pitch, that's up and outside, and it's 2-2. And as some of you know, OPS Plus is something that tells you what the player's OPS is compared to the league average, with league average being 100. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, chopped to first. Mitchell's got it on a hop. He underhands to DeVito. He beats Rosario to the bag, and there's the final out of the sixth inning. Bobby Witt Jr.'s OPS Plus is .254 in the second half, meaning he's 154% better than the average player in baseball in the second half. Incredible. We go into the top of the seventh inning, tied at 1 still here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the seventh inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds meeting in this series finale, tied at 1. 8-9-1 due up for the Rough Riders as Domingo Robles in long relief today has thrown 2 shutout innings. Back out for his 3rd after retiring the last 5 he's seen in the first pitch. Down and into Mateo, 1-0. We were talking about Bobby Witt Jr. before he went to break and how crazy he has been in the second half. In 21 games, hitting .459. 1-0. That's inside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. If you remember back to when Bobby first made his debut, he was the 2nd overall pick in 2019. Here's the stretch and the pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball up the 3rd baseline, a foul ball. That's 2 balls and 1 strike. In 2022, he made his debut as just a 22-year-old. And he had an awful defensive season that year. In terms of defensive war, which say what you want about defensive war, it's not a perfect stat, but he had a negative 1.6 defensive war, so he was really bad defensively. Well, he has completely turned that around since. 2-1. That one's high, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. And he is now well better than the average player on defense. And adding a ton of value. 3-1, a swing and a miss up and away. 3-2 on Mateo. And you can make an argument he is the best shortstop in Major League Baseball right now. And the Royals have him locked up for the next 7 years. The pitch. There's a line drive into center field, and it sinks down. In front of the center fielder, Denzel Clark, it's a two-hit day for Daniel Mateo, serving a base hit into center. So Mateo picking up the single to lead things off in the seventh, and here's Esteban Mejia. We'll see if the Riders might bunt him to get Mateo over to second base for the top of the order. I have to imagine that would be the move right here. Tied at one in the seventh inning. Robles readies. And the pitch. He did not show bunt. He takes high, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mejia, a ground out to second and a ground into a double play in his two trips. The 19-year-old, first teenager to play for the Rough Riders since 2018. 1-0. Line foul at a play to the right side. It's 1-1. As Christian Enoa, the catcher, played 3 games for the Rough Riders in 2018 as a 19-year-old. 1-1 offering. Breaking ball, swing and a miss out in front. It's 1-2. He kisses the barrel of the bat as he steps out and now stands in. That's awesome. Mejia, right-handed batter. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, cut on and miss, strike three. So Robles makes quick work of Mejia. Fifth strikeout for Robles, 1 out. And here's Keber Rodriguez. Top of the card, runner at first. Rodriguez walked in the fifth inning, he's 0 for 2. The pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Josh Hatcher with his two hits today is on deck. Double play depth up the middle for Midland. And the offering. And it's fouled away to the right side. It's 0-2. Here's the offering in. It's a ground ball up the third baseline. Weakly hit. Winkler picks. Throws on the run to first. And it's just in time to get Rodriguez. Mateo down to second base. Two down, and here's Josh Hatcher. Mateo is in scoring position, though. Rough Riders have struggled with runners in scoring position today, as they have the last few games. Just 1 for 8 with runners in scoring position. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. That's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Left-hander ready in the pitch. Just outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatcher has singled twice today. One on the infield, one into right. And the offering in is a breaking ball. Hard grounder foul to the right side. It's 1-2. That was a hanging breaking ball right in the middle of the plate. Thank you. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Hatcher down on strikes, inning over. No runs, a hit. No errors, a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Tied at one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the seventh inning. Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at one, and Seth Clark takes over on the mound. Euribiel Angeles stands in. Leading things off in this bottom of the seventh inning, Clark, the left-hander, fires in. And that's at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. 1-1 ball game. Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Midland scoring their run in the bottom of the third inning on a sacrifice fly. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. There's a fly ball foul down behind home plate. It's 0-2. Rough Riders scoring their run on a fielder's choice in the fourth inning. So we've been tied at one since the fourth. The Rough Riders offense has struggled today with runners in scoring position. And the 0-2 is a chopper out to second base. Acosta's got it at the head. Throws high onto first, though Mitchell able to keep the right foot pasted on the bag. And there's one away. Denzel Clark stands in now. Tied at one. Top of the order. Clark saunters to the plate with just about as much confidence oozing off of him as any player you'll ever see. He stands in now, right-handed batter, and Clark fires up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Clark, an infield single to the shortstop in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. Left-hander brings it in. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down, and it's one ball and one strike. He pitches, fouled away to the right side. It's 1-2. Brennan Malone on deck. It's the top of the order that is very formidable for the Rockhounds. You got to be careful. The pitch. Chopper foul into the Riders' dugout on the third base side. 1-2. Clark, the 24-year-old, brings it home. Just outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1-0 this season with the Riders. A 3.16 ERA and 30 appearances. He's pitched in and out of a bunch of trouble this season, looking for a clean inning here in the seventh. 2-2. Top foul out of play down the right side, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. He came in earlier in this series back on Friday in a 4-0 win for the Riders. The pitch. And that just misses. It's 3-2 now. Eighth pitch upcoming here in the at-bat. Clark allowed a couple base runners on a single and a walk. The pitch is a chopper down the third baseline and foul, and it's still 3-2, but able to get out of it. Allowed three base runners. It was bases loaded in one out in the eighth inning for Midland a couple nights ago, and able to get a strikeout and a line out to right field to get out of the inning. The pitch. That's up and away, ball four, so he walks Clark. Brennan Malone stands in now. Malone, a fly out to center, a sacrifice fly down the left field line, and a nice sliding catch by Hatcher, and then he singled into center field in the fifth inning against Kendrick. The pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Tied at one here at the bottom of the seventh inning. Clark brings it in. Fits it outside with a changeup. 1-1. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed hitting Malone. And the offering is fouled away down the right side. It's 1-2 on Malone. What Clark would love right here is a ground ball right at one of the infielders and get a double play out of it. He's been more of a ground ball pitcher than a fly ball pitcher so far this season. He looks in, he's got his sign, and deals in the 1-2. Clark takes off, pitches high. Johnson's throw down to second. Oh, it was right on the money, but Acosta couldn't pick it. And Clark is safe. Just a perfect throw from Johnson, a short hopper, but Johnson just could not pick it out of the dirt, and Clark is safe with a steal. It was right on the first base side of the bag, exactly where he wanted to put it, just instead of in the air, it was a one hopper on the ground. 1-2 here on Malone. And the pitch is a fly ball struck well into center field, sending Mateo back on a dead sprint, still going over his head and all the way to the wall. Clark getting waved around third. He scores the go-ahead run. 2-1 Midland. RBI double for Brennan Malone. And here's Henry Bolte. Henry Bolte stands in now. 0-2 with a walk. Right-handed hitter. Just 2-19 in this series in the pitch. Up and outside, 1-0. The number 10 prospect in the A's organization. Former second rounder out of Palo Alto High School a couple of years ago. 1-0 pitch. Top of the zone. Outside corner, a strike. 1-1. Pull side shift just slightly. The 1-1 is on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Another update from the Bronx. The Rangers got a couple runs back to make it 5-3, but the Yankees doing what the Yankees do, and that's Aaron Judge and Juan Soto hitting big flies. The pitch. There's a ground ball to the right side. Acosta to his left. He gobbles it up, throws on to first, and it's in time for the second out of the inning. Malone down to third on the play. And Jack Winkler steps to the plate. Juan Soto and Aaron Judge with back-to-back homers. Yankees lead it. The game in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch down and in to Winkler, and it's 1-0. Midland leading 2-1 As we play in the bottom of the seventh inning. Left-hander's pitch, a swing and a miss on the changeup, and it's 1-1 now on Winkler. Oh for 3 day for the third baseman. Clark brings it. Swing and a miss. Got him to swing through the slider, and it's 1-2. Well, the walk came back to bite Clark. Walk, stolen base, RBI double. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander is 1-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez two steps to his left. Fields straightens and throws him out. And the inning is over. But the damage done. One run across on one hit. No errors and one runner left on base. We move to the top of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders trailing now 2-1 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey, hey, records on my demo.
We go to the top of the eighth inning. Max Acosta leading it off. Rough Riders now trailing by a score of 2-1. Go ahead, RBI double by Brennan Malone in the seventh. Domingo Robles back out onto the hill, and the left-hander fires in the first pitch to Acosta. That's down, and it's one ball and no strikes. James Gonzalez started for Midland. He went four innings, allowing just one run over five, on five hits, I should say. He struck out one and walked one, and Robles, in his piggyback role, has thrown the last three innings scoreless. Rough Riders have had their base runners, though, today. 1-0 pitch. There's a line drive right at third, and Winkler makes the catch. Hammered right at the third baseman. Winkler picked it out of the air. One away. Here's Luis Miesis. One for three with a single, and a run scored. The pitch. That's outside, 1-0. He scored the only run for the Rough Riders today. Back in the fourth inning. This has been an incredibly tight road trip for the Rough Riders. 1-0. There's a breaking ball just low, and it's two balls and one strike. That is, in terms of the games that have been played. Out of the 11 games so far, nine of them have been decided by three runs or fewer. 2-0. That misses low, and it's three balls and no strikes. The Riders are 5-4 in those games during this road trip, but this appears to be another one of those games as it's 2-1 here in the eighth inning. Another one that's going to be close. The pitch. It's right down the middle of strike, and it's 3-1. So Frisco has been playing very close games, and they've had some success in those close games, but trying to have one more victory here. 3-1. Chopper up the first baseline. Miesis out of the box, and it's fielded in fair territory. Malone had his foot on it on the bag when he fielded it. And Meazes grounds out to first. There are two away here in the eighth inning. Cooper Johnson steps in now for the Rough Riders with two down. With a left-hander on the hill, and how well Johnson has swung the bat against lefties. You'd love for him to get into one here and tie this game up, because the Rough Riders will have the bottom of the order due up in the ninth. If not, the pitch. A strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Johnson with the sunglasses on, not agreeing with that call from home plate umpire Daniel. By the way, he calls time and steps out. Johnson stands back in to the back of the box in the 0-1. Check swing, strike called anyway on the outside corner, 0-2. Action out in the Midland bullpen right now. Seth Elledge loosening. The pitch is swinging a fly ball out to left field. This one pushing Puelvas back at the warning track. He reaches out and makes the catch right at the fence. Cooper Johnson just missing an extra base hit. Puelvas able to make the catch in that deep straightaway left field, and the inning is over. We go into the bottom of the eighth inning, 2-1 Midland, and the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Florencio Serrano takes his place on the hill for the Rough Riders as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning, Frisco trailing 2-1. That fly ball out to end the inning for the Rough Riders by Cooper Johnson traveled 361 feet out to straightaway left field. It's 381 into that funky little corner in straightaway left. That would have been a home run had we played this game in Frisco. First pitch to Daniel Susak from Serrano is a ground ball out to shortstop. Rodriguez vacuums it in and throws him out. And one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rough Riders trailing it 2-1. Serrano coming up from High A Hickory today to provide some reinforcements, with Reed Berlingmeyer promoted up to the AAA level. Our congratulations to Reed. Nick Krauth also going up to AAA. So the Rough Riders actually playing with 27 active players right now of their 28 that they're allotted. First pitch to Jordan Groshans. That's low and outside, 1-0. We've seen a lot of roster movement, and it was funny talking about this with one of the Midland folks earlier today. There have been a lot of roster moves this year, but the roster, for the most part, has stayed pretty intact. The pitch. Fouled away down the right side. It's 1-1. A lot of the roster moves have been the same guys that have been coming and going. Here's the stretch from Serrano in the 1-1. Swinging a line drive into left, and it drops in for a base hit. Groshans has his second hit today. Brian Wella stands in now. Riders trailing 2-1 at the bottom of the eighth inning. The Corpus Christi, Texas native Florencio Serrano has been in and out with the Rough Riders, making his eighth appearance with Frisco this season. 0-2 with a 4.40 ERA. He pitches inside. He hit him. Breaking ball slipped out of his hand. Runners at first and second now, and one down. Serrano in 14 to third innings with the Riders this year has allowed 7 earned, 12 strikeouts to 8 walks. He's also hit now 4 batters. Jason Rosario bats. And here's the stretch. Serrano fires. Low, 1-0. Serrano with Hickory, a 2.66 ERA at the high A level this year, and then 4 appearances in AAA, kind of as needed this season as well. He's struggled there, and struggled is a bit of an understatement. 1-0. Swinging a grounder foul up the first baseline, and it's 1-1. In AAA this season, in 4 2/3 innings, he's walked 12 batters, and he's allowed 12 runs, 23.14 ERA for him in AAA this season. The ABS, the automatic ball strikes system, has been not too kind to Florencio Serrano this year. One ball and one strike. Serrano deals. Fouled back. 1-2. Ground ball here, and he can get out of the inning with a double play. The Riders will have 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Aaron Zavala, Tucker Mitchell, and Daniel Mateo due up once we reach the top of the ninth inning. 1-2. Up and away, 2-2, and Serrano hopefully able to keep it right here in a one-run deficit. Right-hander peers in. He's got his sign from Johnson. Glove comes to a stop at the belt. He kicks the left leg, and the 2-2 pitch on the way to Rosario is fouled away to the left side. And it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wind blowing softly in from right field on this gorgeous Sunday. Not a cloud in the sky. Serrano's 2-2. Chopper foul off his own foot into fair territory, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Angeles on deck. Mitchell, the first baseman, guarding the line. To the pole side, 2-2. Chopper foul again, back behind home. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Serrano's arsenal consists of a fastball, slider, and changeup. He looks to second and wheels home. Outside with a change. Ninth pitch upcoming, a full count here to Rosario, the designated hitter today. Serrano, the fifth pitcher used by the Rough Riders. He readies here, and the payoff pitch on the way to Rosario. It's low for ball 4, and the bases are loaded. Eurípio Angeles, the batter now. Cooper Johnson goes out, and he'll have a chat with Serrano. Nobody loosening in the pen quite yet for the Riders. Obviously, going into the top of the ninth inning with anything more than a one-run deficit here would be a very difficult task for Frisco. So double play is the ideal thing here. strikeout wouldn't be too bad either, because if you have a double play, you won't have to face Denzel Clark, who's on deck. He's the scary one. He's reached three times today. One for two with two walks. Angeles, right-handed batter. First pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. Good slider from Serrano. Mitchell in at the cut of the grass at first base. Mejia back at third, the pitch. Check swing. He went around for strike two. Another slider off the outside corner away. No balls and two strikes here on Angeles. Very slightly open stance. And the 0-2 pitch from Serrano. Another slider away in the dirt. Johnson blocks to save a run, and it's 1-2. Angeles' pants are down around the back spike on his cleat, around the edge of the ankle. He stands back in once again from the right side. 1-2. Outside. Two balls and two strikes to Angeles. The base is loaded. Rough Riders still out hitting the Rockhounds 7-6, but trailing 2-1 here in the eighth. Serrano's 2-2. Swinging a chopper. Foul down the third baseline. And it's still 2-2. That had danger written all over it. Just foul down that third baseline. That thing's fair. That easily scores two runs. Angeles, 1-for-3 today. Infield single. 2-2. Breaking ball popped up. Right side, foul ground. Mitchell into foul territory, and he reaches out and just clips the net. A foul ball. Still two balls and two strikes. Wynn just barely pushing that out of play. Bases remain loaded. Here's the look in by Serrano. He's got his sign. And the 2-2. Swinging a line drive, looped into center, base hit. Groshans comes in to score. Buelos around third, no throw. It's 4-1. Angeles with a two-run single. Runners at first and second now. Still just one out of the inning. Here's Denzel Clark. Serrano stretches and deals. Swinging a ground ball foul into the netting on the left side, 0-1. Serrano has thrown 23 pitches in this eighth inning. Midland. Oh, 1. There's a strike on the outside corner. Back pick down to first, not in time. 0-2. And Clark calls time and steps out. Stretches up with the bat in both hands, parallel to the ground, up above his head. Now stands back in from the right side, orange batting gloves. Two-tone bat with a black handle. The pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Serrano sits down Clark, and there are two outs. First strikeout for Serrano. Brennan Malone stands in now. One Midland, top of the ninth inning. First pitch, Chopper foul at the plate, 0-1. Malone steps out. And Gregorio Petit coming down the third baseline to check on Malone and make sure he's okay. Eric Fast, I should say, the trainer comes out and checks on him as well. Fast has got to be the tallest trainer in all of minor league baseball. He's got to stand at least 6'6", if not taller. Malone still getting checked out as he steps away from him and takes a little half-hearted swing. It looks like he's good to go. He stays in. 4-1 Midland here in this ninth inning. Runners at first and second and two down. Serrano peers in. He's got his sign. And the right-hander deals. Fouled away to the right side. It's 0-2 now on Malone. He's gone five straight strikes after allowing the two-run single to Angeles. So not deterred at all, firing it back in there. Here's the stretch once again, and the 0-2 on the way. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove, strike three. Serrano strikes out the last two he sees, but allows two runs. They come across on two hits, no errors, two left on. Top nine, Riders now trailing 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ryan Cusick takes over on the mound as we go into the ninth inning. Frisco trailing 4-1. Aaron Zavala will start things off, then Tucker Mitchell and Daniel Mateo. It's 6-7 and 8 in the order. Cusick is a guy who we've seen plenty here in this series. Saw him two nights ago as he left the bases loaded in the top of the ninth inning on Friday, allowing one hit and a couple of walks. He also threw back in game two of this series a scoreless perfect inning. Aaron Zavala stands in to lead it off against him, left-handed batter against the right-handed pitcher. Cusick stands at 6'6", 230 pounds. A 24-year-old into his wine in the pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-1 coming across at 94. The former starter and former Atlanta Braves first-round pick came over in the Matt Olson deal a couple of years ago. A 5-4 ERA this season with Midland. The pitch, that's high, and it's one ball and one strike. Even got a couple appearances out of the bullpen with Las Vegas at the AAA level, but struggled. Walking four in four and a third innings and allowing eight runs. Though five of them earned. 1-1. Just outside. Two balls and one strike on Zavala, who struck out twice today and walked. Riders returning home on Tuesday for a two-week homestand. Springfield first, then San Antonio. Back-to-back weeks. Hope to see you out there. 2-1. Outside. Three balls and one strike. You can get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. We'll have fireworks presented by Globe Life on Friday, and then we'll also have fireworks on Sunday. Should be a really fun night. Really fun week. 3-1. Upper edge inside corner. 3-2 now on Zavala. If you're the Riders here, you would have loved to have a one-run deficit here and not three-run deficit. Two-run single by Eurybio Angeles in that bottom of the eighth inning. Zavala back in, open stance left side. Cusick, a deep breath, shoulders up and down in the 3-2. Swinging a grounder, hooked foul on the right side. Still three balls, two strikes. We've seen plenty of Cusick, not only in this series, but over the last couple of seasons, head-to-head against the Riders. This season, this is his fourth appearance against the Riders. He's allowed three runs over 5 1/3 innings total. 3-2, swing and a miss, got him. Zavala strikes out, or did he? Oh, catcher's interference. On the backswing, he caught Susak's glove and knocked the ball out. So Zavala does strike out. One away, one out. Or, excuse me, first strikeout and one out. A little redundant. Here's Tucker Mitchell. Riders trailing 4-1 at the top of the ninth inning. Mitchell 0-3 today is the only RBI for the Rough Riders this afternoon with an RBI fielder's choice. Cusick fires. Mitchell takes a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. They play him to pull, right-handed batter. 0-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, 0-2. Mitchell calls time and steps out. Riders have not announced a starter for Tuesday's game. It'll probably be Ben Anderson, though, if the rotation stays the same for Frisco. 0-2. Ben's inside. One ball and two strikes. And then probably Dane Acker will go on Wednesday. It'll be interesting to see how much longer the Rough Riders retain Kamar Rocker after he's been fantastic. 1-2. Just outside. Two balls, two strikes. Rocker over his first three starts in a Rough Riders uniform. 11 shutout innings, allowing 5 hits. 16 strikeouts to just 1 walk. The pitch. That's low and outside. A full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mentioned Cusick a couple of years ago, last year, 3 starts against the Rough Riders, a 5.40 ERA. As he bends back into his wind, and the offering home. Swinging a chopper right back to the hill with his 6'6" frame. He reaches up and grabs it and jogs over to first underhands for the second out. Daniel Mateo stands in now. Riders down to their final out here in this series. And a series win on the line here for Midland. Daniel Mateo, the batter for the Rough Riders with 2 down. And time called. Susak will go out and have a chat with his right-hander. It's about a 5.5-hour drive home after the game today for the Rough Riders. Shouldn't be too bad at all. Mateo today is 2-for-3. Couple singles. Right-handed hitter. Out there, deep breath in the pinch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Pole side shift, infield and outfield for Midland. Today, the Rough Riders just couldn't get it done with runners in scoring position. The pitch. Mateo swings and grounds it hard to short. Angeles Fields throws onto first and ends the ball game. Riders fall. 4-1, the final score. Rockhounds win it, and they take the series 4-2. So the Riders return home on Tuesday. We'll be back to break it down on the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
For the final time, we welcome you back to Midland as we have a short post-game show. We got to get on the road. Rough Riders fall by a final score of 4-1 here in this series finale for the Rough Riders. One run on seven hits and two errors for the Rockhounds. Four runs on seven hits and no errors today. Domingo Robles with the win. He's now 5-2. Seth Clark handed the loss. He falls to 1-1. Here with the Rough Riders this season, and Ryan Cusick with his second save of the season. Final game time here for Midland was 2 hours and 31 minutes officially, while the announced attendance, 1,758 here in Midland. The Rough Riders, as mentioned, really struggled with runners in scoring position today, going just 1-for-9 as they ended up stranding 7 on the base pass. On the other side, the Rockhounds, they stranded 10, going 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position, and that's how we ended up with just 5 combined runs today for the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. The Rough Riders will return home on Tuesday for a one-week series against the Springfield Cardinals and a two-week homestand. They'll welcome in San Antonio after that. We hope you can join us at Riders Field, as you can get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com. That's going to do it for us here on the broadcast today. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for our very gracious hosts all weekend long here in Midland. And for my partner, Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up over the course of this week here in Midland. Riders fall 4-1 to the Rockhounds. We'll talk to you on Tuesday for Game 1 of this series against Springfield. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!